So I started Final Fantasy VIII again the other day with the PlayStation 4 controller plugged in via USB to play it through Steam. Oh, it's the absolute dream. But then,
nice. Yeah,
I saw people tweeting about playing Bloodborne again. So I got to just about to go to Galbadia Garden the first time.
And right.
I already got Lion Heart. And then I got distracted by Bloodborne and played it.
So you've got Lionheart already. I haven't yet because I decided that I would get the Adamantine from modding the Minotaur card.
Yeah, I went and fought the Adamantoises on the beach near Dalat and I think I've got two. One for Selphie's weapon and one for the Lionheart that I've obviously already got. Oh, what a game.
Yeah. I've not done that because you have to be a certain level to be able to get the Adamantine that way, and I'm also doing a no level up game just to cover as many bases as possible.
That seems really difficult. How do you manage to not level up at all?
So against the monsters you can card them.
Yep.
Which gets you the AP but not the EXP. And you can use the no encounter ability that Diablos has to avoid
You carded every monster you've encountered up until you get the Diablos card. Diablos, which is, must be... That's just before you go to Timber, isn't it? That's a lot
of
carding.
Yeah, it's not far. You run from everyone in the fire cavern. Beat Ifrit, obviously. Then when you're in Dalat with Safer, you kill off Skull and Zell so that they don't get experience. And then using Safer, you then get enough ability points to actually learn card. And you also, in doing that, use... You level up Ifrit enough that he learns the ability to do ammo refine. Since you need that for the pulse ammo for Lionheart.
Yeah.
And then once you've done all that stuff, and you also fought the Anacondors there enough to get the dragon skins or whatever it is you need for Zell's ultimate weapon,
Is it dragon? Yeah, I think it is dragon skin. I've got a spreadsheet on the go. It's truly...
Nice. I've just got a humble notepad document.
Oh wow. I'll share my spreadsheet with you. It's like five different sheets as well. It's...
I'm concerned with the ethics of carding things.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's my notepad document. The weapons, it's in the top half is everyone's weapons who I've not got yet. Which is why Quistis and Rinoa aren't on that list. And Irvine has two weapons there because one of them is the Exeter is his ultimate one, but that requires a Moonstone, and you can't get one of those until Disc 3. So I've also got the materials to make his second best weapon. And then the lower half is all the ingredients you need for all the different things, and then I've marked off which ones I've already got. And let's compare that with your Google Doc. Nice. Very similar thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you named Skull Jeff.
Oh, yeah. It had to be done to... And Renoa's called Jeff with a G-E. just for confusion's sakes.
Nice. What did I... I named...
Doug Trio.
Yeah, I named Skull Doug Trio. Because I knew I was going to be playing lots of cards, so I was going to be doing Triple Triad. And I thought that was close enough to Triple Trio. And then that gave me the naming structure of naming all the GF's Pokemon. So like Quetzalcoatl is Zapdos,
nice.
And she is Jinx, and so on. And then I couldn't figure out a good naming structure to continue that for Rinoa and Angelo.
Angelo, yeah.
So... Rinoa is Rhyhorn and Angelo is Rhydon.
I'd have been tempted by Arcanine or Growl, but
Growl. If Ifrit was Growlithe.
Ah, right. Well, yeah.
I didn't want to complicate things. So yeah, my game is apparently going to be a Dugtrio Rhyhorn ship.
That classic ground and rock Pokemon pairing.
Yeah.
Right, enough nerdy Final Fantasy nonsense. Let's talk
about wrestling.
Let's talk about cool wrestling.